this week started off by catching up with the coolest 16-year-old in Australia, 16-year-old Valentino Gaselli, and asking him, what is he thinking up there when he's spinning around and gyrating and going nuts?
You're usually just feeling it all. You don't think too much. I think it all just feels like you're painting a picture in a way, and you're just looking down to the landing and hoping that you're landing high but not too high, that it's close to the deck. And before you drop in, if you're going to do a big run, it can be pretty scary, but then once you get into it, then it's all just it all just happens.
The Disabled Surfers Association are having a big day tomorrow, taking out 40 disabled people into the water at Mollymook Beach to give them the time of their lives. If you can help volunteer, go to their Facebook page and just follow the prompts, all right? It'd be great if you could help out. We spoke to Ian Picton.
We have a young fella down there from Mollymook, young Dax. Mm. Right, he's, you know, it does it tough just to go to school and that kind of stuff. And we take him for a surf. And the enjoyment on his face and the smile and the giggle and, you know, and it's not being rude, the dribble and one of the kids get excited and they dribble a lot.
Yeah.
And that just shows you that they're enjoying it and they squeal. But a lot of the time you hear the squeal in the water, you turn around, you see a lot of the tears on the beach, and the tears are from the parents.
Yeah.
You know, the parents are just crying because they haven't seen their children, you know, enjoying themselves so much and the freedom of the ocean.
We were razzle-dazzled by the journalist who could speak six languages. Six!
His name was Philip Crowther. I found this amazing.
Für diese schon ein gewisses Sinn und der Krieg gewinnt, den natürlich
das schon Luxemburgisch.
Am Osten an der Donbass-Region zwischen der Ukraine gewann man den Präsident der
Frankreich. It goes into a bit of Spanish and then moves on to Portuguese, French, German, without batting an eyelid. Imagine having that as a party trick. Oh, I speak very little of any other language. In fact, the only language would be a little bit of Korean that I picked up from watching Squid Games. And you know, that was just because of the title. And, yeah, and only swear words as well.
And we went back to 2012 and remembered the time that Adele got dragged off stage for talking too much.
When she was ushered off stage before she was able to finish her acceptance speech for the best album. Could you imagine that happening to Adele, one of the biggest stars in the world? And I want to let you know that I'll never ever forget this moment. It just means so much to me. It really does. Thank you.
What's she doing?
And I'd also like to thank a couple other people, if I may.
Okay. Too long. Start the music.
Because, what?
Okay.
Is that the music? Are you shitting me? Are you starting up some of that music? Are you pushing me off the screen?
The week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.